You're listening to WISO Weekend on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us. And very pleased this morning to have a guest in studio, Wayne Goulden, who is the treasurer of Dayton International Festival, the fine folks who are responsible for a world affair at the Dayton Convention Center, which runs May 19th through the 21st. Wayne, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, so let's talk about this year's event. It really is a nice event between the food vendors and the entertainment.
Oh, yeah. There's 32 booths there, and almost all of them have some kind of food. And it's part of our deal that the food must be representative of where they're from. And a lot of the food is made right there using ingredients that, of course, aren't sourced there. They're sourced here. But still, it's as authentic as we can make it.
I'm always amazed at the layout of it. With a good crowd, it gets a little packed, but it's like walking through a little village, and each corner offers you something just a little bit different.
Well, that's true. We try to make it so that the flow of the traffic is good for people. But there's another complication, that is getting the whole booths in and out of the convention center. You know, there's trucks and cars and everything else, right? And we have to have aisles for that, too. And so it gets to be a pretty complicated process. The fellow who does that, by the way, is Peter Wu. He puts all that together. It's quite an effort.
Peter is a volunteer?
Yes, we're all volunteers.
Okay, so yeah. You have also served as president and vice president in years past.
Yes, sir.
How do you pull the volunteers together every year? I imagine that you're going to be planning on May 22nd for next year's event.
Well, we start pretty early. But I tell you, in May 22nd, at 6 o'clock on the last day, right, Sunday, right,
yes.
There's this cheer that goes up. And it's not from the people there. It's from the people putting it on.
Yeah.
Because it's a long weekend.
Sure.
It really is. And you know, we're all volunteers, and we do it because we think it's valuable to expose people to different cultures. Every culture has something of value to, you know, say about the human condition.
Well, let's talk about some of the participating organizations
sure.
this year or new surprises that have been added to the event.
Well, about new, the new one is Kenya, part of Africa, of course, Eastern Africa. And Africa has had its own booth, if you will, for a long time. And what happens is Africa's got so many countries and it's been such a diaspora there, you know, people coming and going, that they kind of serve as an umbrella group for all the other groups. But then as their individual countries become more become larger, more viable, then they split off. And so we've had Burundi started up, and Sudan has started up, Kenya now. Egypt has come in fairly recently. And so we're getting actual individuals now from Africa, and it's quite nice to see that.
And are these from the local nationality clubs, or who are behind the individual booths?
Right. Normally all the groups here are also volunteer, all nonprofit. They have to be. And, yeah, they're normally people who are either first or second generation. Some of them came over directly. And so having our meetings is kind of a challenge because English is not the first language of a large part of the group there. And but they're normally – Kenya, for example, right, they are from Kenya.
People have been going to this year after year, but we were talking earlier, and you think there are quite a few people who don't know about this event.
Well, surprisingly, you know, we put about – $30,000, $40,000 into advertising every year. So, yeah, there still are people who don't know that we're there. We're in our 44th year. 44th year. Imagine that. A whole generation and a half that we've been doing this.
And, that's incredible.
Yeah, it is. And we still hear from people who, as kids mostly, you know, they say, this really had an effect on me. And that kind of makes it worthwhile for us.
You've got performing this year the Tamburitans, and I think they'll be on stage multiple times.
Yeah, they're on stage. We have two stages, by the way, two full-time stages. One is, quote-unquote, the main stage. That's with bleachers and lighting and, you know, regular stagehands and sound systems and all that. Then the other one's we call the participatory stage, and that is less formal. It's it still has a schedule, and people show up at certain times, but part of their program normally is like teaching a dance to the participants who are around in tables, usually eating lunch or whatever.
Sure.
So it's nice. It's a nice informal setting. The Tamburitans will be on a total, I think, of seven times, four on the big stage and then three on the little stage. It's only on Saturday, though. So if you want to come see them, they have to be on Saturday.
Well, great. Let's talk about where people can find details on
this
year's event.
Okay. Now, the main place to go is, of course, aworldaffair.org. That's aworldaffair.org. .org, And there's no dashes or colons or commas or nothing like that. Just a world affair.
Okay. And how many guests do you see throughout the weekend?
Oh, well, our total attendance is normally about 24,000. But wow. Last 2 years have been good years. We had 31,400 2 years ago and about 30,000 last year.
Wow.
So it's a big event. It's the largest international festival in Ohio. It's the second oldest international festival in Ohio after Columbus. And it's the largest event in downtown Dayton now, and it's the largest event at the convention center.
Well, great. So
it's a pretty big deal.
Well, no reason to believe that this year's event won't be just as big.
Well, the weather has an interesting effect on it.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Well,
okay.
we pray for rain, you know, I mean, in an odd sort of way, because we're indoors.
Ah.
You know, the whole thing's indoors, and a lot of the festivals are outdoors.
And, sure. And rain works out for you.
Oh, yeah, and rain works out for us. It's kind of a crappy weekend.
Sure.
And so people say, well, let's go to the World Fair. And it doesn't cost much, you know.
It really is a nice event. And so we appreciate your time. We've been speaking with Wayne Goulden, treasurer of Dayton International Festival. They are the fine folks behind a World Affair event taking place May 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Dayton Convention Center. And again, you can get more information at aworldafair.org. Wayne, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you.